I'm sick of feeling like I lost this fight. Sick of crying out the wrongs and rights. I'm pulling out of here to clear my sights. Tonight, tonight, alright, alright. Hit me up if you try, you guys. Writing it up, but it would just seem tired. Pulling out of here with only spite. Tonight, tonight, alright, alright. But I got this guitar that I can barely play. If we just run it hard, no remedy for scars and tears you cry. But my ways, if you told me you're wrong, change if you knew that I tried.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, the hockey capital of Canada. I can call personally myself a hockey nerd. I'm more a soccer guy, but I like hockey. I like the game. I follow Canucks. And now I think I even call myself a fan. It's something else to live in the city during the Stanley Cup Finals. I usually don't talk about sports or like related events. This is the music show. I play music and that's it. I don't really like talking about stuff, but you know, I think we can't avoid that. We are like one of the biggest So sports events of the history of the city, and we are living at this time. Yesterday's game was incredible. It's Stanley Cup Finals, but for me, the game is, of course, it's important. But for me, one of the most important things, I see how the people unite, how you can feel this unity in the air, that in the air, and that people all have one idea. Everyone wearing jerseys and T-shirts. I like this. You know, the whole city unites. And I said this many times that I think that one of the most feelings in the world is the people's happiness. I mean, all the people are happy and everyone is happy and you can feel it in the air. This is incredible. Let's come back to the music. I've started the show with a song by The Loved Ones. The name of the song is Jane, and this is a track from the band's debut full-length album called Keep Your Heart. And I played this song because there was a really cool show on Tuesday in Vancouver at the Railway Club. It was a type of the show Punk Goes Acoustic, so we had had Deep House from The Loved Ones, Mikey Erk from The Erks, Steve Rolls from Belvedere and This Is Standoff, and Jesse Labrador from Cambridge. All those guys, they play in the punk bands normally, but from time to time they do acoustic sets. And they all did, so punk guys from punk bands did acoustic sets. And it was a really interesting show. I had lots of fun. Originally, Tony Sly from The Useful Name, he was scheduled to headline the show, but he had some problems with passport or some documents, so he couldn't make it for the show. We heard those acoustic songs from those people. I interviewed Mikey Erk and Dave House at the Railway Club, and I will play in the interviews for you today. I'll do it that way. I'll play a couple songs by the person I interviewed, and then I'll play the interview. So I'd like to start with Mike Erk. I'll play some songs by the bands he is involved in, and then I'll play the interview for you, and then we'll do the same thing with Day House. Mike Erk, he is famous for being a member of the New Jersey band called The Erks. He is a drummer, guitarist, and vocalist. He plays everything. Think he's multi-instrumentalist, and he also played in numerous punk bands like The Dopamines, The Soviets, The Unlovable, Slow Death, and many, many more other bands. And he has also some solo material. So let's start with his stuff, with his music. I'll play some music by the band he was in, and then I'll play the interview with Mike Erk from The Erks. So let's start from The Erks, from their song called Saturday Night Craporama, from their album called Dork Rock Korkrod, and this is the name of the album, and this album came out back in 2003. So I would like to play you The Erks. This is the punk rock, this is the weekly punk rock show. We All Fall Down. This is The Erks, Saturday Night Craporama. You got a new thing going on.
I hope you watch all tangled up in the claws of your switchboard. I hope you pride, swallow it whole. And when your life is through, no one will be there to comfort that it's you. Whoa.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio show We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. We just heard three songs, and as I promised, all those songs features Mikey Erg, who played a show with Dave House, Jesse Laberde, and Steve Rolls on Tuesday night at the Railway Club. And so I'll be playing the interview with Mikey Erg, but I'd like to tell a couple of words about those songs we heard. I played those three songs, and I wanted to show you the whole diversity of Mikey Erg personality. The last song, it was from the band Star Fucking Hipsters. That's his current new band. He plays drums for them and he sings as well. Star Fucking Hipsters, they have a brand new album coming out this fall, From the Dumpster to the Grave, and we heard the song called Media Person. This is a rudimentary Pinay cover, and it's a little bit different interpretation of the song. The same idea, same short aggressive song, but like instead of being like old school punky song, it's a little bit ska version. I really do like this cover. Star Fucking Hipsters, they have the new clip video for the song, and you can check it out on the internet. And Mikey, in the interview, he'll be talking briefly about this video and about this song. Prior to that, there was a song by the band The Dopamines from their album called Expect the Worst, and it was a song called Public Domain. This album came last year on Paper and Plastic and Records, and Mikey Erg in this band, he is just a musician. He doesn't write songs. He just plays guitar sometimes with them on tour. So this is another option. Sometimes he just goes to bands and plays guitar, drums, bass, sings, whatever. He can do anything. And the first song we heard, it was a song by The Yorks, his main band, the band he's mainly known for. It was a song called Saturday Night Craparama from the album, let me try this again, Dork Rock Cork Rod. Okay, this time it was a little bit more successful than the first time. So this is his main band. He's mainly known for being a drummer from The Yorks. This is a pop-punk band, really well-known and really band with lots of good songs from New Jersey, The Yorks. So this is his main band. Okay, let's do the interview. Let me play for you the interview. The interview took place 2 days ago, Tuesday night at the Railway Club with Mikey Erg from The Yorks. So this is the interview with Mikey.
So you're probably tired of hearing that you play in 1 million bands, and then first time I've heard you doing solo acoustic stuff, I think it was at the fest last year.
Yep.
I was surprised because I was thinking, you are like, you wrote so many songs, and which actually songs are you gonna do? Because you have so many songs. How did you pick the songs to play?
Well, I basically mostly do anything that I am currently writing, and then the Erg songs that I wrote, because you know, those, because people still want to hear, I still want to play the Erg songs, and people still want to hear them, so like I'll do those, but I don't want to touch the songs the other guys wrote. But yeah, so it's basically me just doing, and like, because most of the other bands I play in, I don't write for, so I would feel funny doing other people's songs. But so yeah, it's mostly Erg stuff and my current new stuff.
Yeah, because like Ergs, you have lots of songs, and you have different songs. You have slow songs, fast songs, especially like the last 7-inch. When you were picking the songs to play, the songs you wrote, did you have, like, was it easy to translate those songs from the punk versions, pop punk versions, to the acoustic versions? Did you have any songs you had problems with, or like you wish you could play?
Not really, because for the most part, when I'm writing stuff, it's just me and a guitar, so that's kind of how they all kind of start. Even like, I've done a few, like, I was in a band called Psyched to Die, which is like a hardcore band, and people will yell out those songs, and if I wrote them, I can do them. So I've done Permanent Solution by Psyched to Die, like, which is like a really fast hardcore song, but it kind of works as a solo song. So they all kind of work in their own way, because they all started out that way.
So today we can expect lots of Ergs.
It'll be a lot of Ergs, but then like if people know me and they yell out stuff, I can do stuff. I can do whatever.
Tell us, because Nordberg, he is part of CITR community, and he is our biggest star. You did an interview last week. How was it? How was the experience? Because I think you're a fan.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan. Like one of the first shows I ever saw was a Nordberg band, was the Evaporators. Like, and just like found out about him very early on in my being into this whole punk rock thing, because I have a friend, he actually was talking in the interview about how he found out about me through this Frank who played in the Unlovables with me, and I knew him from a long time back, so I kind of probably found out about Nordberg from him, or maybe even a little earlier from just various zines and stuff. But yeah, so I'm a huge fan, and it was a complete honor to be interviewed by him. I can't believe I ever got to do the doot doot loot doot
doot doot.
I can't believe I got to finish that. Like, it was amazing. But yeah, I just he did an interview with Best Coast, and I'm friends with the drummer from Best Coast, and he mentioned me in the interview with them. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, I guess, well, he knows about me, so I got into contact with him. Mm-hmm. And told him I was going to be here, and he told me to call into his radio show, and it was awesome.
And so, you know, like, you know all his things, so you, like, yeah, you obviously, because you're a friend,
yeah,
you knew what's going on, because, like, you mentioned, like, Henry Rollins, when he did an interview, he was...
I've sat for hours and just watched and listened to all his interviews. Like, I love him. So, yeah, it was funny when he brought up the Henry Rollins, because I was viewing it in my mind, like I could picture that exact interview with him outside of the frame shop, and just like it was so funny. He's telling me this like story about how he did it, and I was just replaying the little YouTube video in my mind. It was so funny.
Now you are a member of Starfunk Hipsters.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw the new video. It's
Rudimentary.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
You look really cute in the back.
Yeah, it was weird. We went to this like the most busy train station in Australia or something like that, and like we're just standing there doing this illegal video, and like I kind of had like a little panic attack right before we filmed, and I was just like, I don't know what to do. I don't have drums here. I'm just gonna get through this and stand here. And then I sing the third verse, and at some point I had to come up and do the vocal, but it was kind of weird.
The new album is coming. I think it's September.
It'll be out in the fall. They're back in San Francisco right now finishing the rest of it. So yeah, it should be out in September, October.
Couple of words, because I'm a fan, and I'm really excited about this
awesome
record. A couple of words about what it's going to be, because I read an interview with you, and you said you've lately been really into ska punk, and there's lots of ska in this album.
Yeah, it's surprisingly, we didn't really plan to do it. Like, I know that Serge and I guess gave an interview like a year ago and said our next album's going to be ska fucking hipsters, and it's going to be all ska, and then like it actually kind of just turned out to be like mostly ska punk. I heard that they did some other stuff while I was away. They did some other stuff in San Francisco, like some like more crusty stuff. And mm-hmm. so I'm not sure exactly if that's going to make the record, if that's for like a 7-inch or something. But yeah, all the songs I recorded, like we recorded 12 or 13 songs.
13 is supposed to be 13. Always 13.
Yeah, yeah, yes, yes. That's true. That's right. You know your stuff. Yeah. So we recorded a bunch of songs, and they're all either pop punk or ska songs. So it's a really. I mean, I love the songs that we had mm-hmm. for it. So it hopefully. I haven't heard the final mixes or anything, but hopefully it'll turn out well.
Because you're known for being a pop punk guru, playing in the ska punk band, was it a different experience for you? Playing drums?
It was cool because I'd never gotten to do it. Like, I always, yeah, I mean, when I first got into punk, I also got into, like, you know, ska punk and all that stuff. So, like, but I'd never actually gotten to play. Like, the band that became the Ergs, we were kind of a ska punk band in the beginning, but, like, it didn't really. We didn't play more than like 4 or 5 shows, so it's actually kind of cool to get out there and do ska punk. The reason I love the hipsters so much is like there's hardcore songs, there's metal songs, there's ska punk songs, there's pop punk songs. It's like kind of anything I'd ever want to play is in that band does. So like it's a cool situation for me to be in.
We just talked a little bit about pop punk. I know that you are a huge music fan and obviously, yeah, you're a proper music fan. Could you please, not maybe suggest, but like tell that the big bands you like, you know, like the bands you influence, and maybe some smaller bands people don't know really about, some young bands you know you like and you know, maybe people should know about them.
Well, I love this question, but I hate it because I can never, I always draw a blank as soon as it happens. But, I mean, bands that influence me, like, obviously, like, The Replacements, The Minutemen, Black Flag, you know, probably my favorite band in the world is probably XTC, and that's kind of a weird band, and there's certain bands I just don't expect people to really be able to grasp. As far as new bands, a lot of my favorite bands right now are from Chicago. Like, there's a band called The Arrivals, and I love that band. I actually just
new album is
the new album's. One of the best punk rock records ever. There's a band out there called Reaganomics that are great.
Yeah, and the new album again.
Yeah, awesome. The copyrights. What else? Like, and it's funny because I mainly find out about bands just from playing and touring at this point because I've just been so busy doing all that. There's so many good bands right now, and I'm of course drawing a blank. But yeah, everybody should hear that Arrivals record. It's one of the. I hope it becomes one of the classic punk rock records because it really deserves to
be known and to be heard.
Yeah.
And the last, like one of the last questions. You've played with Dopamines for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like one of my favorite records of the last year.
Yeah, me too.
I used, like, were you actually writing those songs, or just playing the band?
I basically just came, they like, kind of dared me to play second guitar for them at some point, and I was like, don't tempt me, because you know I'll do it, and I did it, and it was cool, and then we did it some more, and then I went on tour with them, and it was a lot of fun, and it's, like, one of the most, like, those tours are some of the most fun I have playing music. Like, I really love being out there and playing guitar, but, like, the songs are just so great. Uh-huh. And I love being a part of it, and they're just really fun guys. There's no, like, there's no bullshit. It's just, like, let's just have a fun time. And, oh, so you messed up 2 chords tonight. Like, who cares? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, it's a really fun, like, the essence of what punk rock always was supposed to be about is that band. Uh-huh. And, like, so it's a lot of fun. So, yeah, I basically just play with them. Because I'm traveling so much, and like John could just play everything on the record, and then I'll come out. Because they mainly, the thing is just to have a fuller live sound and just to have fun. But like the main reason that I'm there is to kind of fill out the live sound. I don't do much record. I've done a couple recordings with them, but nothing has actually surfaced yet. And they're actually gonna go in the studio in a few days I think and record. A bunch of, like, a batch of songs, like 12 or 13 songs, and just have them come out on, like, splits and EPs and
stuff. Yeah, that's good, because they just had the Dear Landlord.
The Dear Landlord, yeah. And I love those songs. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much for finding
time. Thank you very much for having me.
So that was the interview with Mike Erg from the Ergs, Mikey played a show at the Railway Club, the Steve Rolls, Jesse Liberde, and Dave House. I interviewed Dave House as well, and I'll play you the clip of this interview really soon. Let me tell you a couple of words about Dave. He is from Philadelphia, and he was a member of the band Step Ahead, The Curse, Painted Black, and most notably for the band The Loved Ones. That's his his own band. This year, his first album called Resolution came out on Paper and Plastic Records. Let me play for you a couple songs to get feeling of this record, because it's a little bit different from The Loved Ones especially from Painted Black. But yeah, his album was really good. It's an interesting record. And let me play for you a couple songs. Let's start with a song called Melanin. This is the second track of his album called The Resolution. So this is Dave House on We All Fall Down, CITR.
Stay mine. Promise it'll all work out fine. The air's so cold this time of year, it's cold like a killer sin. And the lonely old forced air dries out your skin. And it gets me so down when the loneliness spreads to your eyes. Tell me it's fine, I know it's a lie. Just promise you'll stay mine. Just promise it'll all work out fine. If we turn it up, the radio can sing us home. Now that sun's making me feel stoned. Turn it up. Come on, baby, sing along. Let's lose these winter blues and we'll stumble home. I wanna play my album.
records. Spend more to a hotel. I wanna get out in the sunshine and take some money. Then take it slow, just take it slow. I wanna shed my skin. I want the world today. Things may not feel like they're dying a little every day. Revolution, revolution, oh give me a break. The signs won't read for closure. The more we work, the less we make. Work out slow, I guess work out slow. Revolutions, revolutions, meet me for a drink. I can't call out sick again, I used up all my days. It takes a lot of medicine to keep up with the pace. Come on, let's go, come on, let's go. I wanna shed my skin.
Biltmore Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver.
Monday, June 6th, Anthony David with guests, The Ponderosas. Doors are at 8 p.m. and shows at 9:30. Tickets are $22 in advance at the Biltmore Cabaret, High Life, Beat Street, or you can find them online at www.ticketweb.ca. Wednesday, June 15th, it's Grant Hart from Husker Du with John Ure from Big Star and the Poties. Doors are at 8 p.m. Tickets are $13 in advance at Red Cat, Zulu, and the Billboard. Or you can buy them online at www.ticketweb.ca. Tuesday, June 21st, it's Anne Horse. Doors are at 8 p.m. Tickets are $12 in advance at Zulu or Red Cat. You can find them online as well at www.ticketweb.ca. Wednesday, June 22nd, it's The Bell Rays. Doors are at 8 p.m. Tickets are $15 in advance at Zulu, Red Cat, and the Biltmore off-sales counter. Or you can find them online at www.ticketweb.ca. Monday, June 27th, The Biltmore presents The Donkeys with Dinosaur Feathers and Adelaide. Doors are at 8 p.m. Tickets are $13 in advance at Red Cat, Zulu, and the Biltmore. Or you can find them online at www.ticketweb.ca.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear,
Woo Vintage,
The Kiss Store, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl,
Flaming Angels Boutique,
and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
Hello. You're listening to the weekly punk rock radio show called We All Fall Down. We All Fall Down, that's the name of the show. And this is the 101.9 FM and available on CITR.ca. We just heard two songs from Dave's House solo album. His new album is called Resolution, came out this year on PayPal and Plastic and Rec. Paper and Plastic Records. Who are having problems today? We heard two songs. The last one, it was the title track, Resolutions. And before that, we heard my favorite track of this record called Melanin. As I said earlier, I interviewed Dave at the Railway Club on Tuesday, and I'd like to play this in an interview. He has a really interesting and exciting news about upcoming Loved Ones music. Okay, let's listen. So this is the interview with Dave House from the Loved Ones and his solo artist as well. And this is interview.
Your new album came out this year on Paper and Plastic Records, and that's the first solo album. My question is, how did you pick this material for those songs? Is it the older songs you had for a while, or those like the songs you wrote specifically for this acoustic record?
They were new. Well, first of all, it's not really an acoustic record. The songs were written acoustically, but so were the Loved Ones songs. These songs were all new songs. There's one older one. So 9 out of the 12 that we worked up were new. 11 out of the 12. Two of them we didn't put on the record, and I guess they just didn't quite seem like the third Loved Ones record. They seemed like a little bit better served playing in a solo capacity, where you could do most of it. Like, I could perform them with an acoustic guitar and get the point across, but then also just aesthetically, I wanted to make sure that what I was recording was in my head, and I didn't want to try to like turn it up too loud or make them go too fast. So I felt like it was better to do something a bit different.
So you just mentioned that you like some of the songs are for Loved Ones, some of them not. When you write a song, it's quite like an artistic, personal process. How do you decide? Is it for the Loved Ones or is it for your solo stuff?
It was sort of just when I had a bunch of songs together that I made that decision. From here on out, it'll be an interesting situation. I don't know how I'm going to make those decisions. I think once you get a group of songs together that share a theme, either musically or lyrically, hopefully both, then you can sort of group them and make your decisions based on what's going on. But a lot of it is just doing the work and then figuring out what's supposed to go where.
You mentioned while recording Resolution, you had help of your friends, Chris and Mike. You played with them with Loved Ones, and Brandon, you played with him in Step Ahead and The Curse, mm-hmm. and Mike, you played Trial by Fire, and even your sister, Melissa, she played with you.
Mike didn't play on it. You're thinking of Mitch. Mitch played, he played a lot of the additional, he played lap steel, mandolin, and guitar on the record. Mm-hmm. And then also Pete Steinkopf.
Yeah, from Bouncing Souls. Yeah.
He also played on the record. So.
So this is, that was like, basically, was it, am I getting it correctly, that was the, like, you recording with your close people, your buddies, even your family members, recording your solo stuff? As it was like, probably the atmosphere was something special in this studio.
Yeah, very special, especially the initial session. We went down to Baltimore. And Brian McTernan, who produced the first Loved Ones record, let us have the studio for about 4 days. And he set us up to record whatever we could get done in those 4 days. And so we did drums, bass, a bunch of a bunch of lap steel, mandolin, all that kind of stuff, and a bunch of guitars there. And it was really fun. We stayed there for the 3 or 4 days and had a lot of beers and a lot of good times and recorded a lot of music. So it was a really fun experience. And then we moved the project up to Asbury Park in New Jersey. And so it was mostly me and Pete. And then my friend Brendan, who played drums, he came back in to do percussion. My sister came for all the keys at that point. And Chris from The Loved Ones came down and did a bunch of electric guitar work. So, yeah, it was really fun. It was a really... I mean, we just had a great time.
That's probably, like, you know, the album, when you listen to it, you have this feeling, like, you had some warm time, like, yeah. You had some this.
Oh, that's cool. I'm glad it comes across.
You just mentioned you recorded the solo album, Resolutions, that some people, you recorded The Loved Ones. How was different the process when you did, when you do the stuff as a group, and then you're doing your solo stuff? Did you take some little bit more lead on the stuff, on the recording process, or was it still as a group? Because, like, it's not basically solo, it's still a group album.
Well, it was a little bit just of a different focus. Yeah, I was willing to just do whatever. Whatever came to mind, we would do. And if it worked, it worked. If it didn't, then we would sort of revamp it. But, there was a lot more risk-taking going on, songwriting-wise, and then also arrangement-wise. And I don't know, it was, the thing is, like, once you have made 2 records with a band, and we did pretty well with those 2 records, and so people have a sort of an idea of what you're supposed to sound like. So with this, I was like, I can do whatever I want, and took advantage of that. So it was a really fun experience. I can't wait to do it again. I'm looking forward to making the next Loved Ones record, which will be next. But then after that, I'm interested in trying to get some of those people back together, or all of them, if they're willing and able, and do some more recording.
So you just mentioned the new Loved Ones record, and I read the interview that you are demoing even some stuff for them.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of demos together, yeah. I've been working on the writing. We've done some demoing together. I've done some demoing by myself, and it's moving along.
Do you have when can we hear the album? Is there some expectation
date?
I'm
hoping to get it out in the spring of 2012. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tour heavily on Resolutions till at least the end of the year, maybe a little bit into next year. Mm-hmm. But I've got to get everybody on the phone and or the email and see when we can get together and record it. So that's what I'm hoping for, but I got to make sure everyone's ready to go. Yeah. So.
And then you probably tour the whole The Loved One, the album.
Yeah, we'll come through everywhere.
Come here.
Oh, yeah, we'll come here, yeah. Vancouver's always been good to us, so we'll make sure to come here for sure.
And now when you play, right now you're on a solo tour, and you play the lots of people who are in the bands, but they're doing solo tours as well, like you play the Tony Sly and Mike Hurig on this tour, and then you play the Chuck Reagan. My question, maybe it's a weird one, but who did impress you the most, coming from a band member and then doing a solo stuff, like the transition?
Yeah, to me it's probably Chuck Reagan, because I feel like he's playing authentic American folk and bluegrass music. He brings along an upright bass player and a fiddle player, mm-hmm. and it just, their show couldn't be more different sonically in this. Aesthetically, it's similar to Hot Water Music, but sonically, he's really pulling off something different. And to me, that's kind of what you want to go for. There's certain guys, when they strap on an acoustic guitar and they sing for loud rock and roll or punk bands, and they don't quite pull off the solo thing. But he's doing something different, and he's doing something authentic, and he's pulling it off. Not everybody can do that, and he's doing a damn fine job.
So is it like the energy of him doing slightly acoustic, like a little bit quieter stuff, and then the energy when he does as a punk band, like as a rock and roll band, Hot Water Music, the energy is the same?
I don't know that the energy is the same. The energy he invests in the projects is the same, but it's, you know, it's a different animal to go up there and play quietly and stuff, but he pours his heart into everything he does, and I think that's the thing that's similar, and that's the energy I think you want to bring to everything you do. But he's done a great job of doing something different and still equally as compelling and exciting.
And my last question, I always ask this, what music do you listen right now? What artists do you impress? What albums you heard recently and you really like this?
The last couple that I've heard that I really like, the new Death Cab for Cutie is really good. There's a band called Middle Brother that I really like. They've got a couple members from Deer Tick and Dawes. They've got a really nice record. Jessica Lee Mayfield, I like her record a lot. I'm trying to think of what else I've heard. I just saw Major Lazer last night. They're an electronic band.
And Diplo is
Diplo, we have mutual friends, and I ended up going to Sasquatch with them in their car, and we had a good hang. And they were doing something really exciting and wild. You know, like I don't know much about electronic music, but I got the feeling that was something authentic and something to be taken seriously. So they were something else. But yeah, there's I'm trying to think of it. If there's another, there's one other record that I've heard recently that really blew my mind. It was, I'm just having a hard time placing it. It was, I don't remember. It may have been a punk band. Could be Iron Sheik.
Oh, yeah!
Iron Sheik is fucking good, man. Really good.
So good.
Yeah.
I'm like a huge fan of this.
Yeah, they're good. They're good. So, yeah, there's all kinds of stuff out there. That you can find to get you through the day. You know?
Thanks, man. Thank you so much for
Thank you, man. Thanks a lot for the interview. Right on. Enjoy the show. All right.
So that was the interview with Dave House from The Loved Ones. He played the show at the Railway Club last Tuesday. He played with Mikey Erg, Jesse Laberde, and Steve Rolls from Belvedere, and this is a standoff. Let me play a couple songs by those guys. They're both Canadians. Jesse, he is from the local band Cambridge. He is from here, and he has a new EP out. Steve, he is from the band Belvedere, and this is Standoff from Calgary, another great two great Canadian bands. So let's start with Jesse Laberde. It's his song of this EP, Little Mountain, and that's a title track of this album. So this is Jesse Laberde. This is We All Fall Down.
Made
fucking mouth and I'll leave it alone. Tonight, a hood for a pillow. Fast food another day. I may not ever have it made, but each day is a gift, and I just see it that way. I miss that last sign because I space out most of the time, and I couldn't have read it anyway. It's a humble affair. I play these songs out. A smile that shines from sea to sea. What's ahead is beyond me. A club, a hall, an empty basement show. Just by moving up and moving on, together with my friends, I sing some songs. I'll find that the cops don't shut it down. Oh yeah, oh
it's only a dream. Power Chord, every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio show. We all fall down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. I'm almost done with today. We just heard two songs by Steve Rolls, who is the member of the Belvedere, and this is a standoff. He did a song from his debut solo album called Bonus Room, and it was a song called Semi Pro. And before that, we heard Jesse Liberta from Cambridge from his new EP, A Little Mountain, and they heard the title track of this EP. Today, we did the interviews. I played for you interviews for the Dave House and Mikey Irk. I'd like to thank for doing those interviews Melanie, Andy Lewis, and Lindsay May. Thank you so much, guys, for helping me with those interviews. And
Yeah, there are a couple cool upcoming shows we have today at the Cobalt as a part of the Music Waste Festival. Beelines, Hole in My Head, and Mike a Screwdriver. June 4th, DOA, Knucklehead, and the Jolts at the Rickshaw. Joe Sheethead, he has a new book, Talk Minus Action, and Illustrate a History of DOA. And he will be doing a pre-signing before the show. On Monday, June 2nd, at the Media Club, the Creep Show, Root City Riot, and Hypnophonics. This is a garage band from Montreal. They're really cool. And on June 8th, the band from UK, Sharks, Mockingbird, Wish Me Luck, and Carpenter at the Biltmore Cabaret. This is it. That was the weekly show We All Fall Down and on CITR. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast on CITR101.9 or CITR.ca and on my blog, We All Fall Down, CITR.tumblr.com. And I would like to finish the show with a song by Hot Water Music from their album Caution. That was a trusty song called Trusty Chords. The House did a cover version at the show on Tuesday, and looks like everyone really liked the song, and I decided to play this for you. So thank you so much for listening. The next show will be hosted for you for the original host of the show, Marielle. She'll be doing the show next week, and I'll come back in a couple of weeks and play some punk rock music for you. So this is Hot Water Music. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.